EU referendum bill wasn't included in the Queen's speech. BBC News.
And the news was read by Diana Speed. This is Radio 4. In a moment, the award-winning Gary Bellamy will be here with his award-winning phone-in programme down the line. He might mention the awards. But first, a little something for those who like their comedy satirical.
The way in which you're rewarded is related to how hard you work, in the same way that horse racing is related to lasagna. You might be rewarded if you work hard and you might get a racehorse in your lasagna, but you can't be sure.
The Now Show, tackling all the big issues.
30 years ago, if you flew a St George's Cross outside your house, people would have thought you were in the National Front. Today, if you fly one, people just think you're so drunk, you don't realise we've been knocked out of Euro 2012 yet.
The new series begins on Friday evening at 6:30 on BBC Radio 4.
Well, right now here on Radio 4, the lines are open for Down the Line.
Hello?
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 Hello and welcome to another edition of Down the Line, Radio 4's flagship phone-in show. Actually, we're more of a battleship than a flagship, aren't we? Fighting your battles for you, or maybe even an aircraft carrier, with your calls like aeroplanes coming into land. Now, some of you have been tweeting asking why was Down the Line off the air for so long. Well, Michaela and I have had a baby at last. Yes, a beautiful little boy who keeps me awake all night with his incessant screaming. What's his name, I hear you ask? Well, we haven't actually settled on a name for him yet. Michaela wants to call him something aspirational like Hercules or Dappy, and I'm just too tired to think. So what do you reckon? Got any good baby names? And Michaela also wants to hothouse him. I'm not too sure about that. I think he should be allowed to just do his own thing, as long as it entails occasionally stopping screaming and going to sleep once in a while. So, phone us on 0808 157 0000 or Twitter me at Gary Bellamy DTL. Give us a call about anything. Urban foxes, the legacy of Maggie Thatcher, coalition government, or, I don't know, gay marriage. Actually, forget that. I don't think there's anything more to say on that topic. I mean, when it comes down to it, who actually really gives a stuff? So let's go to our first call.
Yeah, I'm calling in about your topic you're covering about gay marriage.
We're not actually covering that, but, you know, fair enough. We'll take your call. So what's the point you want to make?
Well, first of all, I must stress that I'm not homophobic. Mm. I've absolutely nothing against gays per se, but this is about marriage. It says in the Bible that marriage is a marriage between a man and a woman.
Yes. Do you believe everything you read in the Bible?
No, I'm not particularly religious.
But you do go to church?
No.
But you're a Christian?
Not really, no. I suppose I describe myself as an agnostic.
So you don't believe in anything?
I have no strong religious beliefs, no.
Right, so, okay, so I'm just trying to work this out. So why does it bother you what it says in the Bible?
Basically, because I don't like gays.
Okay, thank you. Hello there, you're down the line.
Oh, hello. I was ringing up about the hothouse.
Yes.
Talking about hothousing. I live in a very hot house, and so do my children. I think there's something wrong with the heating, actually.
Right, thanks for your call. Hello, Dave from Crawley, hi.
Yeah, I just wanted to say about this issue of gay marriage.
Oh.
Now, I've got nothing against gay people. I've probably met one.
Me too. So what's your point, Dave?
Marriage has been around for centuries. It's a traditional union between a man and a woman. It seems to have worked pretty well so far, so why do they have to keep mucking about with it?
Do you know what? I think that says it all.
Bye.
OK, thanks for your call, David. But let me just reiterate, we're not really doing gay marriage as a topic today. So if you want to ring in about anything else, like, I don't know, urban foxes or baby names. We're still trying to find a name for our baby. So any baby name suggestions, that would be absolutely great. My next caller is Aubrey. Aubrey, that's quite aspirational. Quite like it. Aubrey, hi, how are you doing?
Hi. I'm just phoning up about the whole hot housing idea for kids, you know,
yes.
which I, in principle, I think is an excellent idea. And one of my children, you know, he did the whole thing. He could recite Sanskrit at 5, you know, play the piano, concert level at 6, you know,
amazing.
He trained in Tai Chi master at 7 and all that.
Wow.
It was all going terribly well, and, you know, hot housing proved to be a success. But in his teens, I somewhat sort of question it, because he became very, very emotional.
You think he might be gay?
No, he's not. He's actually... He expressed himself very, very forcefully.
Do you think he's gay, though?
I don't think he's gay. I wish he were gay, because perhaps that might have stopped him attacking me with a baseball bat one evening.
So what, you're saying that gay people can't hit very hard with a baseball bat? Isn't that a little bit stereotypical, a little bit homophobic? Are there any reasons why you think that hot housing was a reason why he would have turned against you?
Well, he just came at me, swinging the bat and saying, "I wish you hadn't hothoused me, you bastard."
Right.
Yeah.
And so when he hit you with the bat, I mean, obviously, did you...
He didn't so much hit me, because I was able to evade the blows. He hit my wife quite a number of times.
Your wife?
Yeah, fortunately, he hit my wife, and he destroyed quite a lot of the, well, everything in the room.
Yeah.
I suppose it must have been the hothousing that made him quite so strong.
This is the problem, you see, is you put children at that age, you force them to do things they don't want to do, and they're going to turn on you in the end. It's like, you know, training a chimpanzee.
It can go wrong. That's all I'm saying.
It can go wrong. Well, yeah. Listen, thanks. That's a good... Everyone out there who's hothousing their children, just watch out, because your wife might get battered with a cricket bat. Thanks for your call.
OK, thank you.
Right, we've got another call on the line now who's talking about gay marriage. Well, it seems we are talking about gay marriage as a topic today, whether we like it or not. It's reformed criminal Tony Beckton. Hi, Tony.
Hello, Gary. How are you?
OK, so... What's your opinion on gay marriage?
I think there's a lot of people getting irate about this gay marriage, and I, for one, having spent a lot of time inside, as you know, I don't think there's anything wrong with it. Within the confines of a jail, when you're looking at a 17-year bid or 19 years or whatever, you're looking at a great big lump of bird.
Oh, what? They allow women into prison, do they? Big women?
Don't be stupid. I'm talking about two geezers.
Oh, right.
Banged up in a cell. A man has got needs. And a lot of guys, a lot of chaps, they would take themselves a wife.
What, they have a wife? They call them a wife?
Oh, yeah, they have a wife in the jail. He'd come in and do the...
Well, you know, tell us, I mean, do men become gay in prison?
I think jail, it don't turn you gay, don't turn you into John Inman.
I'm free! Although you're not free in prison, though, are you?
No, that's a good point. That's probably the wrong person to choose there. But what I mean is...
Chase me.
Yeah, that's one. Him. I remember him.
That's another gay criminal catchphrase, isn't it?
I don't know what his name was, but
Duncan
I remember
Nouvelle.
Him. Again, he was on the TV of a night, so I never saw him.
Shut that door.
Thinking about it, a lot of these gay catchphrases, they're there simply to taunt the prisoner, aren't they? Chase me. Shut that door. I'm free.
Any others? Ring in, give us a call on the usual number. So, Tony, you think the idea of a sort of marriage between two men in prison is okay?
I think it's fine. A man has got needs. And really, what are we talking about? Within jails, the only thing you're missing out on is a pair of tits, isn't it, really?
Yeah. But outside of prison...
Disgusting.
Thanks, Tony. Let's go straight to another call. Hello.
Gary, you there?
Hello.
I'm no homophobic, right? But, you know, you talk about my human rights. What if I wanted to marry a dog in church?
Well, bestiality is illegal, so...
Aye, well, so is homosexuality.
No, it's not.
Well, it should be.
Yes, well, thank you for your call. OK, so, I've got Mr. Khan on the phone. Hello, Mr. Khan.
Hi, Gary, how are you? Mr. Khan speaking, Kimoto Leader.
So, what are you ringing up to talk about today? Urban foxes? Baby names?
Okay, I don't understand all this talk about same-sex marriage. Why is it such a problem? Everyone's talking about same-sex marriage. Me and my wife, Mrs. Khan, we've been having same-sex marriage for 24 years. Lights off, bang, bang, lights on, cup of tea.
Yeah, I think what we're talking about here is, how do you feel about two women getting married, or two men getting married? Do you understand?
Not really, yeah.
Okay, a man loves another man, okay?
Mm.
They get married. In the past, that's not been allowed.
Gary?
Yeah?
Have you been drinking?
No.
I think you need to stop drinking, okay? Listen to yourself. You don't even know what you're saying.
Yes, would you, if you had a daughter, forget it. Thanks very much for your call.
Thank you so much for listening, thank you.
Hello, who's there?
Oh, hello, hi, yes, I'm ringing up about hothousing children.
Yes.
And I'm ringing because my child is actually a genius.
Oh.
At the piano. She's called Ruby. Ruby, speak to the man.
Hello, you're a genius?
Yeah.
Okay, why are you so special?
Because I like playing the piano.
You like playing the piano. Ruby, how old are you?
Four.
And do you have lots of friends, or does your mum make you play on your own in a bedroom all the time?
I have loads of friends.
Oh, you have lots of friends. Oh, that's good.
They're all made up.
They're all made up?
Yeah.
Do you wish your mummy would let you play with toys rather than play piano all the time?
She's mean.
She's mean?
Yeah.
How many hours a day does she make you play the piano?
My fingers are sore.
Your fingers are sore.
You hit me.
That's terrible. Can you put your mum back on for me, please, Ruby?
This is me playing the piano.
Okay. Can I speak to your mum again, please? Ruby, that was brilliant. What was that song called?
Demo 1.
Demo 1?
Yeah.
Yeah, can you just put me back onto your mum, please? Just one second.
Okay.
Hello. Yeah, hi. So, pretty impressed?
Well, not really. She said the song was called Demo 1. I know what you've done.
What I've done is I've taught my daughter to play the piano brilliantly.
No. You've taught her to press the demo button on her keyboard, which plays a song for her. Matt, I think we need to get onto Childline. OK, moving on. Who's there?
Hello.
Hello.
I would like to add my views to your debate on child rearing, please, and hot housing.
Yes.
I think, essentially, it is simply a modern term for educating children.
Right.
There's anything wrong with it. What I've discovered,
yes.
my girls, take to it like a duck to water. They have no problem. They learn, they can sit, they can take things in, and they can apply themselves. Whereas my sons, I have two sons. Benson, who's 9, is about the same IQ as Todd Martin, who is 3.
Right.
They absolutely have no concept of learning. They literally want to just jump up and down and bang plastic superheroes into each other like two idiots.
But that's just being a child, isn't it?
I think it used to be. I think the world is changing, and I think a lot of these girls, they're very, very headstrong, and they are becoming more and more prevalent throughout the world and becoming higher achievers, and we see more and more men who are becoming house husbands and bringing up the rear, as it were.
Isn't that a good thing in many ways?
I should think not. How on earth can it be good if we have a world run by women? They're not looking out for you, mate. Where women were happy to clean the glass ceiling, they're now smashing through it, taking over the world, literally beating us hands down.
Do you feel threatened by this, then, as a man?
Well, don't you?
No.
Well, that's very heartwarming to hear, but I think you'll find that it's a load of old nonsense.
Well, why are you listening, then?
Well, I'm listening because I wanted to make... Sorry. Good point. You've done me. Well done. The point I'm trying to make is men have become tongue-tied, awkward clowns, and what life awaits these child men? You know, what is a man now? They're forced to rear children, to cook, to awake early and fold cardboard into flat shapes for the dustman, whereas women are out at work. I just don't see it. I don't see any...
So why should women be at home doing all those things?
Because I don't want to bloody do it.
Thanks very much for your call. So, what do you think? Are women taking over, or are there still some things that us blokes are better at? Give us a call, 0808 157 0000, or Twitter me, at Gary Bellamy DTL. And we've got some tweets in here, some ideas for baby names. I've got one from Mohammed in Salford, who suggested Mohammed. And we've got someone calling themselves the Spam Owl, has said, why not go for the most popular boy's name in Britain, Mohammed? Matt, have we got any other suggestions? No? OK, let's take another call. Barbara from Hampshire. Hello, Barbara.
Hello, Gary.
Hi.
I'm not homophobic, but this is gay marriage. If you mix everything up, everything gets a terrible muddle. We need to sort things out. We need rules. We have plumbing. We have yellow lines.
Yes.
We have wheelie bins. We have order. And that's how we keep civilization civilized. Men marry women. Women marry men. It keeps everything tidy. I can't just do what I want. I can't set out in the morning and tip my car upside down. I can't empty my bath in the kitchen. Yeah. I can't go out and say, well, I think I'll marry a murderer.
Well, why not? There's no reason why you can't go out and marry a murderer. As far as I know, there's no law against it. I'm absolutely serious. If you wanted to marry someone who was a murderer, that's completely legal, as long as it was of the opposite sex.
I could marry a murderer.
You could marry a murderer.
Could I really?
Well, if they wanted to marry you,
yes. A murderer?
Yes. Yeah.
Well. What sort of murderer do you have in mind?
I don't know. I mean, obviously, you wouldn't want one that does sort of women-based crimes.
And if you didn't think, maybe quite tall, sort of swashbuckling, sort of swarthy, dark, proud, sort of murderer. I don't think you might be called my gorgeous big murderer.
Tony?
Jeff.
Jeff. Yes, you can marry a murderer, you just can't marry a gay person. Unless he's a gay murderer who's given up the gay bit and remained a murderer.
Currently a murderer. Well, that is food for thought.
Yeah. Well, thanks for your call.
Thank you.
OK, and now on the topic of whether women are taken over from men, hold on to your hats, we've got Christopher Nibbs on the phone. Hello, Nibbsy.
Yeah, Chris Nibbs. Now, I'm not being sexist, gal.
No.
But let's face it, there is a difference between men and women, isn't there?
Of course there is.
And there are some things that men do better than women, there are some things that women do better than men. For instance, setting up the TV.
Well, men are better at that, aren't they?
You give a remote control to a woman, and it's a mystery to them. You might as well have handed them the controls to the Large Hadron Collider or something. They look at it, and it's like, I don't understand this.
Yeah.
How does it work? It makes Nibs's blood boil, actually. I don't get cross about many things. But women watching TV in the wrong aspect ratio drives Nibsy crackers.
This is nothing to do with men or women being better than the other, but it doesn't seem to bother them, does it?
Exactly. It's not a value judgment. But I come into the living room and she's watching a DVD.
In 4x3.
And everybody's squashed.
Yeah.
And I reach for the handset. She says, don't touch it.
Yeah.
Stay away from the handset, Nibs. Mrs. Nibs is watching this. Stop fiddling. I'm saying I'm not fiddling. How can you be watching that DVD with everybody all squashed like that?
Yes.
He said, it's perfectly good. I'm enjoying it. He said, you can't enjoy it. They're all squashed. If they're not watching it squashed, they're watching it stretched.
Yeah.
And everybody's 6 foot wide. I say, Mrs. Nibs, that's Brad Pitt there. You like Brad Pitt, but he looks like Jabba the Hutt. The other thing that women really don't like is men listening to music. Again, I don't think women really like listening to music.
Don't you? Why not? Why do you...
Nibs will be sitting there of an evening, bit of jazz playing. Mrs. Nibs will walk into the room. She immediately goes over the stereo and just turns it down. It's like an automatic thing. She does it without thinking, as far as I could tell.
Do you find that women don't like the same kind of music as men?
They don't really like listening to music. They like dancing.
That's what women like dancing, men like music.
I remember when I was a teenager, I would sit in my room and I'd put an album on and I'd listen to the whole thing, both sides,
yeah,
carefully.
Yeah.
I don't think a woman has ever done that.
I don't think a woman actually reads the sleeve notes or...
No, the sleeve notes are invisible to a woman.
Yeah.
If you can't dance to it, they're not interested.
No. The idea of reading and listening...
They're not interested in the engineer.
No.
The producer, all the really important stuff.
Do you think women are good drivers?
I think they are. I think they're better than men.
Thanks very much, Nibsy. Refreshing take there on women drivers. And talking of women, we've got a woman on the phone now talking about gay marriage. It's Nancy from Northern Ireland. Hello, Nancy.
Hi, Gary. Obviously, we're all a bit gay.
Are we? I'm not a bit gay.
Gary, you are. It's just what percentage?
Oh, I see.
See what
okay.
I mean? So
yeah,
I would say I'm 41-42% gay.
So you're virtually half gay.
Yeah.
And are you one of those pretty bisexuals or one of those more mundane ones?
Well, nobody's ever kicked me out of bed for farting.
Okay, I'd say I was probably 98% not gay, 2% gay.
Interesting.
Because I do appreciate a male physique.
That's your 1%. What's your other?
The other percent, I can't go into that, actually.
Well, it sounds to me like it's bigger than 1%. I'd say it's more like 30%.
Maybe the thing I'm talking about possibly is an act of some kind that I do with my girlfriend, which, listen, I've opened up far too much here.
Gary Bellamy, 76% gay.
Thanks for your call.
Goodbye, gay boy.
Well, that was a very interesting point, actually. Call in if any of you have been kicked out of bed for farting. This is the 98% not gay Gary Bellamy, and we've got another call on the line. It's David. Hello, David.
Hello? What am I ringing about?
Well, what do you want to talk about?
Ask me some questions then, but not geography.
What do you know about hot housing children?
What? That sounds horrible. What is that?
It's when parents get children at a very young age.
Right.
And they force them to basically learn things.
I think that's good, isn't it?
Well, yes, but some people would say that...
Wish they'd done it to me.
I wouldn't assume that you'd been hothoused.
No, mate, I've been in a greenhouse. It's really hot. Smashed a window in there. Not on the way in, on the way out. There's loads of cabbages in there. I think they were cabbages.
Cabbages don't really grow in greenhouses. They grow in the ground outside.
Hello? Maybe it was another kind of babbage. Abbage? A dabbage or a babbage, I don't know. Babbage. Can you get biscuits in Africa?
Thanks for your call.
Oh, hang on a minute.
Okay. Baal, hello.
Oh, hello. Gary. How are you?
Good, thanks. You're down the line.
Regular fixture on the radio.
Yes. So what are you ringing about?
Children.
Children.
We are all children, Gary. Everyone is a child. Lord Mountbatten was a child. Lord Beaverbrook was a child. Lord Hailsham was a child. Lord Lindley, he was a Viscount, was a child. Lord Privy Chancellor was a child. Everyone was a child.
Yes.
All these great lords. Do you drive?
I do drive, yes.
What do you feel about driving in a busy metropolis such as London?
I don't find it as bad as people make out, actually. I get around quite easily.
But coming back to children,
yeah.
We are all children.
Do you mean that we don't grow up with...
No, I think we do grow up.
Yeah.
Do you not feel we grow up?
No, I mean, like, the child inside never grows up.
I see what you're saying. Everyone feels there is a person inside in terror.
We're not in terror, but, you know, we look at Peter Pan, for example. He's the boy who never grew up.
So many of us grow up with an adult version, 10 times the size or more, pushing to get out of that body, screaming. Yeah. And it's what I've always felt, that inside me is another bowel, an angry bowel, a powerful, powerful bowel,
yeah,
who really wants to fight his way out, burst through my body, burst, just every part of my body would explode, and this enormous bowel would come out and terrorise men folk, women folk. He wouldn't harm children, and he would run around kicking litter bins asunder, kicking over park benches, pushing over cars. He might need help because they're heavy.
Yes.
Although they do make lighter cars. I mean, where we live, there's 3 electric cars we saw sitting in a row, and I honked, and the man gave me the V sign.
Thanks very much for your call.
Hello.
So we're talking about gay marriage, and I've got Martin Hole on the phone. Hello.
I ain't homophobic.
Really?
Right? No, I'm not.
No, right, okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You don't believe me, do you?
No.
No. Well, because what I'm going to say now, right, I am against gay marriage.
Right, so you're against gay marriage, but you're not homophobic. Why are you against gay marriage?
Because I'm against marriage, full stop. I've been married 4 times, right? And every single one of them has ended in disaster.
Maybe you should look elsewhere then, Martin.
Yeah, I did look elsewhere, mate. That was a problem.
Thanks for your call.
All right.
Cheers, Martin.
See ya.
Thanks very much for your call. You're listening to Gary Bellamy on Down the Line. Give us a call on 0808 157 0000. Next up is Emily Schofield, who wants to remain anonymous. Hello, Emily. What are you calling about today?
I'm ringing in response to your stuff about gay men and whatever, murderers.
Yes.
I think I'm in quite a unique position because I've actually married a murderer.
Oh, good.
And I've married a gay man.
On separate occasions?
Separate occasions. One turned out to be gay, one turned out to be a murderer.
And what was
It's fair to say I'm not very lucky in love.
Out of the two revelations, which was the worst? I mean, what affected you most?
The gay man was cleaner.
Yeah.
But, you know, between the sheets, not so good, obviously, because I didn't really want to go there. And the murderer, he didn't have very good people skills, but he was very good between the sheets.
Which marriage lasted the longest?
The murderer, actually.
Did you know he was a murderer when you met him? No, you didn't.
Well, of course not.
No. Had he done the murder?
Well, turns out we'd done some before, some during, and some after. So our marriage ran the whole gamut of his murdering.
Is he in prison now?
Yes.
Yeah. And what about the gay man? What's he up to?
The gay man is up to gay things.
Yeah.
And I think he did gay things before the marriage, during the marriage, and obviously after the marriage.
So he ran the full gamut as well, then?
I think he was out running the gamut every night, Gary.
Mm.
Do you understand what I mean by that?
Yes. So you've had 2 disastrous marriages, then?
3, actually.
3? What was the third one?
I married a Christian, didn't I, Gary?
What was that like?
He ran the gamut of Christianity from Adam to Zebedee.
Mm.
He was doing Christian things before the marriage, he was doing Christian things during the marriage, and he was doing Christian things after the marriage.
Ah. Thanks for your call. Whoa, what a harrowing experience being married to a Christian. So we're talking about hothousing children. I've got Carly on the line, whose granddaughter watches in the night garden. What point have you got to make, Carly?
What is point Pontypines?
What is point Pontypines?
What is point Igloo Pickle? What is point Upsy Daisy? What is point Tumbleboos? What is point Macapaca? What is point Hahoos? What is point Pontypines?
What is point Ninky Nonk?
What is point Pinky Punk Ninky Nonk Pontypines? signs?
Well, I think it's for small children. They like familiarity. They see themselves in the characters. Mm. Iggle Piggle's a naughty boy. Mm. Upsy Daisy's the little girl, the little princess. Mm. The Ponty Pines are lots of little tiny members of a family who live in a tree. Tom Laboo's, well, their trousers fall down quite a lot.
What does point trousers fall down?
Well, I think it's for comedy purpose, isn't it? Yeah.
Mm. Thank you for clearing up because it was mystifying.
Isn't that a pip?
Hi, Gary. My name's Lance, first-time caller.
Hi, Lance. What are you ringing to talk about today?
Well, I want to talk about you.
Me?
Yeah. I was sitting here listening to all these people battering you with all their ideas, and I suddenly thought to myself, how does Gary feel?
Me? Well, I feel good. My role here is to take lots of people's opinions and weigh them up and give everyone a balanced view.
Gary, you're avoiding the question. How do you feel inside?
Tired.
Life's tiring.
There's a lot going on at the moment for me.
Is there? What's going on for you?
Well, we've just had a baby and I'm trying to do the show, and obviously in the back of my mind I'm thinking, is he okay? Is he sleeping? Is he eating? Is he screaming incessantly?
Yeah.
It's hard.
It's emotionally so draining
it
to
is.
Have a child.
Well, it's not just that. I mean, through this programme I'm taking on the problems of the whole world, and for a little old GB, that's a big ask.
I'm really glad I've had the chance to talk to you, Gary, because I can note there's a level of tension in your voice sometimes. No one's asking you how you feel.
No.
No one's there for you.
No.
You need to be held.
I am tired, and so when you are tired, the emotions run.
Gary, let me be your aspirin. Let me be your Nurofen Plus.
I'm not in pain. I'm just...
You're tired.
I'm tired.
Well, let me be your pillow. Let me wrap you up like a duvet.
You know, what can I do?
Well, if you want to take my details after the show, we can talk. Just talk.
Yeah, I'd really like that, actually.
Don't let them make you a puppet, Gary.
No. Thank you, I really appreciate that.
No problem.
Well, it's nice to have somebody on my side for a change. I'm feeling a lot more mellow.
Ciao.
And talking of babies, here's another suggestion for an aspirational name. Iggle Piggle. Right, I'm not going to let it get to me. Mellow, mellow, mellow. Right, back to the phone lines. Who's there? Hello.
My name is Edward Burton.
Hello, Edward. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you very much.
Good. What are you calling about?
I was hot-housed as a child.
Right.
By my mother and my father, they both hot-housed me.
Now, what exactly did that entail?
We did Kumon maths.
What's Kumon maths?
It's a specially intensive mathematics thing that you do.
Right.
And I played the lute, the harpsichord, the big piano, and the tiny piano.
From what age did this start?
They played Mozart to me whilst I was in the womb.
Yes.
And after I was born, they did flashcards.
Yes.
So I suppose it was from even before I was born.
How old are you now?
I'm nearly 7.
Okay, well, thank you.
By the way...
Yes.
I am in your living room.
Right. You know what it's like when you're really tired? You begin to question your own sanity. Did that call really just happen? I'll check and listen again. Have we got another call? Matt?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, yes. You're down the line.
Thanks. Now, I'm not homophobic.
You probably are.
Yes, I probably am. Goodbye.
Right, I think I could just about stay awake to the end of the show. Time for a couple more calls. Hello, who's there?
Good day, sir. Right, I have 3 children, IQs well into the late hundreds. Their mother's figure has been completely unaffected by the birthing process. They are schooled at home by some of the finest minds in the world in Greek, Latin, Mandarin, not French, trigonometry, geography, British military history. In the summer, I let them roam free in one of my forests where they eat wild berries and catch fish. They are all master bakers and master carpenters, skilled in archery, jiu-jitsu and karate. They are honorary members of Mossad and the CIA and know all the Enid Blyton and Tintin books off by heart. I say to you, sir, beat that.
Right, OK, we've got one last call. Hello, who's there?
That's Lucy.
Hello, Lucy.
I'm just ringing in about the topic you're discussing on the show today.
Yeah.
I have been kicked out of bed for farting. Twice.
Twice. Right. Thanks for your call. Good night.
Down the Line starred Rhys Thomas as Gary Bellamy, with Amelia Bullmore, Simon Day, Felix Dexter, Charlie Higson, Lucy Montgomery and Paul Whitehouse, with special guests Dave Cummings, Robert Popper, Adel Ray and Polly Thomas. Down the Line was produced by Charlie Higson and Paul Whitehouse at Down the Line Productions for BBC Radio 4. The award-winning series Wireless Nights, where Jarvis Cocker discovers what people get up to after dark, has returned to Radio 4. In the first episode, Jarvis met up with Robert, a lamper who helps nocturnal hunters. You can catch up with The Night of the Hunter on the Radio 4 website. And the next episode of Wireless Nights with Jarvis Cocker is tomorrow night at 11. It's Hancock's Half Hour next over on Radio 4 Extra in a moment. While here on Radio 4 After the News, Spencer has a request and Pip demands an explanation.